This is CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com.
As you know it and as you love it. Unradioed, uncensored. Welcome to No Borders with KF and Kamu every Friday between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m.
You already know,
live.
Man.
How you doing, brother?
Back. I'm all right, man. I missed y'all last week.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did, but we had a good time.
I was doing things. Yeah, I listened to the podcast. It was dope.
Did you like it?
Yeah. I like the song, too.
The song.
Down low,
yeah.
K-Smax is doing his thing.
They actually just released the artwork now. When I was checking my phone, they just released the artwork now.
Yeah, T-Mula sent me something.
Yeah, so they're going to start pushing the joint as well. So, yeah. Shout out to African music.
You already know, man. Hey, Africa's doing that thing. Did you hear about this? Kind of stale, though. But, yeah. You know, in terms of African music, I think we need to stop having this, the whole, you know, wanting to be legitimized. Is that the word to use? Legitimized?
I guess, yeah.
By the West?
Yeah.
So apparently, what's his
name? Or endorsed, let's say.
Endorsed, yeah. That's the word. Thank you. Excuse my English. What's his name? Wizkid unfollowed Drake on Instagram
because
he shot the second video and Drake
still didn't show up. Yeah.
I'm like, yo, but Drake, come on now, dog. Like, this dude's dropping $200,000 on a video and you still don't show up?
Yeah.
Golly, though.
But I actually, like, you know, I actually look at it in a different sense that, you know, for any artist not to be able to show up for the video shoot of a single of that magnitude,
mm-hmm.
obviously it's coming off Whiskey's new album, which is doing very well, by the way.
I heard the album is dope. I haven't listened to it.
It's doing very well.
Sounds
from the other side. I've heard about 4 or 5 joints on the album. They're pretty good.
All right.
But, like, realistically, him having Drake for him was, like, major. So for a guy to shoot two videos.
Yeah, come on, man. Show some love. But then I always say that, wasn't it Wizkid's fault? Because he didn't show up for the one dance video, and that was shot here in SA.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Like, I mean, it's all this childish stuff. I don't get it, man. Like, I mean, why are we like this?
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
why can't we
is it a clash of egos?
It definitely is.
But Wizkid is big enough to compete with Drake. I mean, like, on an African level, like, I would, if Drake and Wizkid were in the same city on the same night, different venues, I'll go to a Wizkid show.
But then, which exact parts of Africa? Because if you're in another part of Africa, if Drake's showing up, Wizkid's showing up, Wizkid's gonna be by himself.
But you think so?
I actually thought the collaboration between Wizkid and Drake, based on where it started from, was actually gonna find them in a position whereby they'll be doing stuff like touring together.
That makes sense. Also, considering that, what's the More Life?
Yeah.
The whole sound that comes up in More Life is a Wizkid. Let's not call it Wizkid. It's an Afro pop sound.
It's an Afro pop sound. It's a Jamaican sound. It's that fusion that came from Drake's relationship with Popcorn. It's Drake's relationship with Wizkid.
Yeah.
That synergy kind of created that whole vibe for the whole project. But well, hey, I'm not Drake, so I guess I can't. I'm sure Wizkid did something to this dude.
They got beef. They must have.
It must be about a girl.
I was about to say the same damn thing. It's gotta be about a girl.
It's gotta be about a girl.
We know it's not about the money, because that would have gone to court.
Usually behave like that
when it comes. Yeah, when it's a girl.
Yeah.
And we got a group in studio today, and it's two dudes and one girl. So I'm wondering, when is this group gonna split? Because there's gonna be some problems. There's gonna be problems.
Yeah, that never lasts.
You know who's gonna be the problem? The dude in the chains. The dude in the gold chains. You know what I mean? He's gonna be the problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's probably quite right. Yeah. That's probably just quite right. Yeah.
Snap. So we got, it's No Borders. We got a, like, multinational group. Like, so we've got Zambia in the building. We've got Ghana in the building. We've got Burundi and South Africa, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The producer, this is ECOWAS Connection, right?
Yeah.
Got that right? That's the name of the group?
Correct. ECOWAS Connection.
The ECOWAS part, does that come from the Eastern community of West Africa?
Yes, the West African, yes. Integration of the economic, you know.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hey, they're getting all intellectual.
They
did their research.
When I saw the blurb, I was like, what? Is this really a musical group, or is this about the economy?
You know what I mean? What's going on? What's going on? They're trying to take over the world.
Yeah.
No, we will. We will take over.
Now, that's dope. So how did the group come up? First of all, I think let's, you know, introduce yourselves. The dude, we're going to start with the dude in the gold chains. So, you know, y'all know it's the dude with the gold.
The problem. Yeah, you got to solve me. It's X. That's the name, man.
He's already started.
Yeah. Already a problem.
Man. It's EXE. Yeah, EXE. Most people call me X. Yeah.
But Daniel, we'll call you XA.
XA.
No, it's, that's how it is. That's how it is. XA, me, bro. I know. I'm not new to that one.
There you go.
Yes, and I am Shelly. The one from Burundi is Shelly. The one and only female holding it down.
Yeah, and Burundi.
Hold it down, Burundi 257.
SA, man.
You're South African.
Yeah.
South African guy's going to be a problem. Okay, let's go.
Both of them. Both of them. Both of them, okay? Both of them.
Let's get into Burundi for a second. I don't know anyone from Burundi.
But now you know me.
Now I know
you. You know Shelly.
Does everyone in Burundi look as good as you do?
Yes, they do.
I'm trying to migrate.
We are beautiful. Yes, we do.
Hey, let's move to Burundi. Let's open up a podcast there.
I know a couple of shorties from Burundi.
You know, really?
Yeah.
Hey, your voice just went down. You're like, hey,
good stories. Why you went down there? What you got to say, my brother?
Because Burundi actually has some very, very, very heavy females. Like,
snap, okay.
Like lit. Like,
yes.
Like, shout out to Casey, man. Welcome me up, man. Like,
Casey's based in Burundi, right?
Yeah, so he kind of sent me like a few contacts of people and stuff. So, yeah.
Okay, I'll
Come down a bit, like, you know.
We'll make a plan. Offline. And then we got the third member of Equals Connection, yeah?
Yeah, I go by the name Key. Some people call me Push Beats.
Okay.
But yeah, South African.
Sweet. He's trying to compete with a beard. You can't compete with this beard.
Nah, I can't. I'm almost dead.
Let's go. Let's go.
Actually, I just started growing this last week.
Shit, you in trouble.
Okay.
You caught you slipping.
Yeah.
From last week.
Yeah. You don't know, we'll just kick him off the show. You know? Stop right here. You're being braggadocious. All right, so how did the crew come about? Like, how did you guys connect? How did the whole concept of ECOWAS Connection come through?
Okay, man. Well, ECOWAS is more than just us, the guys you see here. You know, there's management, there's production guys, there's a whole team behind us, and somebody. Yeah, he came through with this concept to us, right? He approached us and he assembled the whole team, kind of vibe, you know. We've always known each other.
I don't think it was a hard thing to do because we're kind of like family.
We're already together. Like,
but the guys already knew each other. I joined last.
Yeah, this is tattoo too, man. Why you want to go there?
Get away, homie. Get away.
Oh, you're going to catch your L's now.
He knows what it means. He knows what it means.
What's up now?
Dude, I'm just trying to change my life.
All right, man. I'm safe.
You ain't dropping no more bodies.
He's changed
his ways, man.
He's changed his ways.
And he actually moved away. Come with us. Anyway, hold on.
Don't worry. He's seen the light. He's changed.
He's changed his ways. Don't worry. You're safe.
All right. So how did X and Key meet?
In the streets.
You're not making it any better for yourself, man.
Okay. Like,
streets.
myself and X, we started off as battle rappers.
Yeah.
You know, battling, rapping in the streets, Pretoria, around the State Theater.
Hold on, guys. Come on now. We're battling in the streets of Pretoria. Like, Pretoria's a slum or ghetto. You know what I mean? Like it's Detroit.
That's what it is.
Come on, man.
It's Detroit, actually.
It used to be like that.
But that's how it was.
Someone from Detroit into Pretoria. It was back then, Hollywood Boulevard. God damn it! Come on.
Nowadays, man.
No, but on the real though. But during our come up, be like that. It was heavy. I remember when that movie came, I was running about the same time, so I guess the time kind of inspired the movie. Okay. And then it came besides Eminem coming out. Yeah. But like, yeah, we met in the streets, we were battle rappers, and you know, I kind of like his style, kind of like my style. And you know, he gave me props. And from there, it was very long time ago. I'm talking like high school days.
Anyway, you see they got matching outfits?
You know this. Represent.
Yeah.
And wait, Carl, you didn't bring nothing for me?
The closet, yeah?
The closet, by the way.
This is not the time to be advertising.
Yo, Gusty, man.
I like free advertising. Give me a chain first.
You got like three.
You know what I mean? And they got the African food. You know what? So, No Borders is all about Pan-Africanism. Yeah. Like, you know, we're trying to unite Africa in terms of radio and, you know, and to have this, like, first of all, the African print, first of all, people from different African nations coming together, music, and it's a beautiful thing. Mm. So when do I get a sweater? You got one in the car?
Yeah. Big boss. Yeah,
so you got one in the car now? Because this interview is going to end right now. All right, so in terms of battles, Kamu and I were supposed to have Slum Village.
Yeah.
And who else is supposed to come?
Who's the dude that I kept on forgetting? What's his name?
The other dude who doesn't matter. There's some American dude, but there's Slum Village and one other legend from
the States. Yeah.
From the States. They're supposed to come through. And we were talking about, so the show ended up being canceled. And I was like, yo, I don't really know what the turn up is going to be like in terms of old school battle underground KRS-One Wu-Tang Clan rap in South Africa. Mm. Do you guys just want to tell me, like, in terms of, you know, like going back into the history of how y'all met, in terms of battle rapping, like, is it a culture in South Africa? Do people actually fucks with battle rap?
I don't think it's the same.
I don't think it's the same as it used to be. Yeah. You know, I think it's a whole lot different. Yeah. Now, and you get a lot of guys. I mean, before, back in the days, you had to kind of like earn your stripes before you even step into a studio. Yeah.
Oh, snap.
So, hence, I said the mutual respect was there when I met Dude and he met me. And we kind of like started kicking it. Then we started getting into studio and doing tracks together. You know, actually, one of the guys, the guy that brought the crew together, he actually kind of facilitated us being in studio and whatnot. So he also recognized what we were doing.
Okay.
But I think it's changed a lot, because I see a lot of guys nowadays, you ask a dude will give you a good 16 bars, you ask him to do a freestyle, it's a totally different story.
Yeah.
I don't think
stuff that he's before or
yeah.
No, besides, I think artists are not bred in the streets like they used to be. They're bred in the studio. Like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So, before, these niggas are getting really deep into this, yeah?
No, but it's
they're not bred in the studio. They're not bred in the streets.
I can remember the culture like 11 years ago, and the biggest part of the culture when it came to rap was your bars.
You gotta be able to hold your own.
Can you battle?
Most of the OGs, the real OGs, the Timmies and your Tabas and all that, they know. I mean, I remember Soweto, they used to have Black Sundays and stuff like that. So, like, you know, that stuff we used to attend. And that's where real rappers came from.
And it came with content, because you got to think up with things like there and then, you know what I mean? So you're actually tapping into your brain as opposed to just, you know, riding with a hook or a wave.
I mean, me and you can probably pull out a song and sell out about, like, you know, 50,000 or 60,000 copies. They've made it music, or the type of hip-hop that sells now is just the easiest form of hip-hop you can make.
Anybody
can. It's not even rap anymore, man.
It's not rap.
Yeah, there's no rap.
Because you're singing half the time. And
There's no rap now.
And then it's not the artists. I mean, like, you know, school me if I'm wrong, but it's not the artists who are coming up with the music anymore. It's the producer.
It is.
By the time you get into, and Kanye West missed that, because by the time you get into the studio, Kanye West already got a song.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want Big Sean on this, and then Big Sean got it. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's not in the hands of the artist anymore in terms of the direction of the music.
Yeah.
Now, EcoWatt's connection, I want to understand one thing, because this is a very interesting vibe. Obviously, you're a singer, vocalist, right?
Yes.
There you go. But now, you got two hard rappers on it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the vibe, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the hardness and the softness. You know?
Yeah.
So, it's like a marshmallow biscuit.
Oh, snap.
So, I want to feel the vibe. How do you guys vibe in the studio?
Yeah.
How do you guys gel, like, in terms of records and what type of records you're making?
I think it helps, first of all, because we're friends.
Yeah.
So, we already have a connection that way.
And none of y'all sound are dating. No one's dating.
No.
Hey, why are you putting people on the spot?
No, we're not.
This is a show. We ask questions.
No, we're not. Best friends.
I'm sure the people
at home
are like, yo, okay, listen. So, who's smashing? They want to know.
Yeah, because
they want to know. All right, so none of you guys are dating.
Nope.
No.
There's no, like, hidden feelings or anything.
Nope.
Nobody's smashing nobody. Nobody's
smashing nobody. No underlying Fuji's vibes here, no.
Everybody got their own thing going on.
Yes, we do. Yes.
How does the fusion in the studio come, like, in terms of making your records, production, part of that?
In terms of sound, man, like, we stepped out of our box.
Okay.
Like,
totally.
Every single one of us did,
Everyone here, especially us MCs here, Hardcore Cats.
Yeah.
No, we were out of our box. Don't expect none of those bars, really. There is one song.
Yeah.
Where we do come and represent, featuring Black Les, Stoke Track.
Yeah, shout out to Black Les.
Shout out to Black Les. Yeah, heard from that dude in a while.
No.
So, is that the style of music? Like, is it on that soulful type of tip or that?
It's more dance.
It's more dance.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. How do you get hard niggas to do dance?
Yeah, you'll be surprised.
We're gonna play the jam. We're gonna drop
Mambo
Jumbo.
You gotta drop that jam.
When I looked at it, I was like, Mambo Jumbo.
Mambo Jumbo.
Mambo Jumbo.
And then I had to pronounce it in two different ways. Mambo.
Yeah.
Jumbo.
And I like Mambo Jumbo, dog.
What's this Mambo Jumbo?
But now, in terms of you coming together, obviously, he put it together.
Carl put it together.
Carl represents what? Like, Carl's just a hustler, or what's going on, Carl?
He's everything.
Is he a drug dealer?
He's big boss. He's big boss.
Shook Knight.
Shook Knight. You know what I mean? He's the Karim Big Burke.
I'm looking at him like, you don't look like you're part of
that. That drug money to rap money thing. And they think they're actually doing music called just cleaning that money. No, taking the money on the side.
That's from the show.
That's from the show. Nah, dog. There were three people in the stadium. How we make this much, though? He's like, nah, they paid premium.
So how does your relationship with Carl work as a group?
Well, they knew Carl from before. Okay. Personally, I'm part of a production called Blackworks Production. There we go, Blackworks Production.
Which is also family.
There we go, it's also family.
I think I've heard of Blackworks.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So my artist name there is Low Flow. I do more of a jazz vibe, whatever.
Right. Okay, cool.
So Carl knew my manager that side.
Yeah.
He introduced me to these two guys. He was like, yo, come listen to these guys. And they were sick, and I was like, oh, you want me to be around them? Oh, yes, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but they knew Carl from before.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, well, I was actually talking about somebody facilitating their little skill that we were brewing back in the streets. I was actually referring to Carl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so so a part of my few projects, I think two of my first projects that I ever did in studio was Carl, who actually put it together. So he knew, I mean, he knew me, he knew X.
Mm-hmm.
My first ever song.
Yeah, first ever song I made.
Yeah.
Actually, I was as a matter like of fact, one of those projects we were working on is a song that me and X did. Mm. And that's when we realized the chemistry between us.
Oh, right.
So he I'm sure when he had the idea, he knew if I'm going to put something like this together, I got these two guys. And same time when we got in the studio with this idea coming out of our box, it just worked because the chemistry is already there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
But yeah, he was very like hands-on. Like he came up with the whole concept and like very involved, you know, like even some of the writing and stuff. So
yeah, you could have to be if you're going to collect most of the check.
It ain't just drug money.
Don't you remember I came up with the concept?
Yeah. That was my line. That was my line
right there, right there.
Where my royalties at, man? Where my royalties? You know, I've never gotten a proper response from an artist to the question I'm about to ask. I mean, we ask this question a whole lot of times, like upcoming artists. First of all, the industry. Like, I mean, you know, things like radio.
Yeah.
Especially like, you know, you. And I noticed for a fact a lot of people be trying to get on radio and like, and you know it's that like, yo man, can you please be on your radio station? And I'm thinking to myself, yo, what's the point of having radio if up and coming artists are trying to get on and you're like, no.
Yeah.
Why do you need Casper on your show? Everybody know about Casper. I'll just go to his Instagram, you know what I mean? We know Casper.
Yeah,
how's
like
it
that.
Been like trying to penetrate, you know, the barriers that are in the industry?
Yeah, yeah.
What's your formula?
Carl. That's our formula.
Yeah, he woke up like, yo, we gonna put these guys on radio. I'm just joking, man. I'm just joking. Well, like I said, it's not just us sitting here. This is a team. So we work together, man. We try to push. You know, there are obviously a few hurdles here and there, but then together we lift each other over them, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I always say definitely when it comes to artistry, I'm a big fan of Pretoria artists, like, you know, just generally. I like what comes out of Pretoria. It doesn't matter where you're from, but a lot of the energy in the music in Pretoria and the quality of the energy in the music in the first part, though.
Yeah.
I mean, like I'm saying, like, you know, the Black Ladies, I've worked on a couple of projects with them, and you can see that there's a high level of talent in Cap City.
Yeah.
But now, how do we bring that talent out? That's the thing. Because
I didn't even know, though.
Yeah, not so many artists get an opportunity to come out of Pretoria and actually get big.
I can't remember
the biggest dude who came out of Pretoria.
I don't even know any artists from Pretoria, apart from.
Well, let's take it back. Maybe like JR and then.
Is JR from Pretoria?
Yeah. Originally, that's where his fan base was created. So, like, for Pretoria, I think it's Pretoria's time. You go, hey, Reese just came out recently.
Yeah, Chet the Don.
Of which, even with Chet the Don, I feel like once he just stepped out of the family tree kind of situation. Mm-hmm.
It's just been quiet, dog. It's like, I haven't heard from him, and he's a really dope rapper, you know what I mean?
He is a very dope rapper. Mm. But, you know, like, you're talking about it. I mean, it's gatekeepers.
It's about knowing. I was about to go exactly there, homie. The gatekeepers.
You know what I mean? I want to hear something new.
Yeah, it's the gatekeepers,
but
But that's a real story, man. Like, you won't hear something new because that's a real story.
Because everybody
That's how it is.
And I think it's also kind of like you're outside of Pretoria. Well, I don't know much, but like, I guess it's because, you know, you're outside of Pretoria. Obviously, guys will help the immediate family first. You know what I'm saying?
No, they'll help the person with the biggest check.
Yeah. true.
Also that.
That's
the brown, the brown envelope.
There's no friendship in the gatekeeping, my brother. You know, we just.
Hey, should we start charging people?
Yeah, brown envelope.
That's what we're supposed to do, please. We're supposed to have a side of the door that this is one of the gates.
All right, so let's take a break real quick. You know, we'll be back in a second. But anyway, we're about to drop Equals Connection, Mumble the Gems, Jumbo. Mumbo Jumbo.
Let's go.
Clipcentral.com, no borders.
What's up?
TiffCentral.com, we're back.
As you know, at No Borders, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. every Friday with Kamu and KF.
You already know. Good. So that was Mumbo Jumbo.
The Mumbo Jumbo.
God damn. I wish people were here in the studio, like, you know, just watching. Like, you know, people breaking it down. Jack mainly breaking it down.
It's actually such a vibe. So, okay, during the break, we were talking about another group that actually kind of sounded like you guys, Camp Muller.
Yeah.
And I think you're like a refreshing 2017 Camp Muller.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, I could compare.
Thank you. That's inside drama,
that's
you know.
The last thing I was expecting to hear.
Just on right? steroids.
Yeah. And especially when we were talking about how they're battle rappers and the way they were dropping.
No battle rappers.
Yeah.
The battle rapper is like a front.
I'm lying.
Singers, they're always like, he's talking like, man.
Hey, yeah, you know, man. Got the tears. Trigger finger. Come on, bro.
Okay, from a personal perspective, you know, that was a very, very dope one.
Thank you very much.
That's
thank
the
you.
Direction you guys are going. You know,
yes.
I can see some money.
Better see some money.
I can see a lot of money in these people.
I hope we're going to see some money.
Definitely make sure we see some money. I mean, like, so with that single, is that your lead single for an album EP, or is this a single you just released in terms of introducing the group to the world or what?
We actually have a song out.
Okay.
4 months. You can find it on iTunes right now.
Okay.
Yeah. More advertising, you see? Without permission.
I'm saying.
Without permission.
But there is a song out there.
No,
you will
ahead,
find
go.
It where you find it.
No, go ahead.
But yes.
On Amazon. Google Play.
SoundCloud. Okay, cool. And
what's the name of the song, though?
Format.
Format, yeah. Okay. And how's that going?
It's going all right.
And okay, I'll ask you an honest question.
Yeah.
Between what's already out and what you've just played for us now, what do you think has the most impact?
Because
this looks like an evolution. Or sounds like an evolution.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm going to be biased with it. I'm on this track,
yeah.
So. This track is going to do a lot better, you know, because I'm on it, you know, have the hotness of
Shelly. I agree with Shelly.
Thank you,
know,
very much,
baby.
Because
she's on it as well,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And also, I think this one fits more like of what the whole album sounds like.
Oh,
there's an album,
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah,
yeah, there's an album, by the way.
Have you titled the album yet?
Yes, we have.
Okay, what's
it's titled Sankofa.
Sankofa,
what does that mean?
Bro. I don't know, but
what does Sankofa means?
I'm like, what does Sankofa mean, dog?
No, it means take it back, or, you know,
and
take
oh,
whatever
yeah,
back.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
with this project...
Into this. Did you know you were coming to be interviewed by intellectuals? Because we asked these guys.
Yeah,
no.
It's Twi language from Ghana.
Yes.
Yeah, so it basically means like to reach back and take what claim was yours, basically, you know.
And that's what happened with this project. We started it, and then we had to, you know, backtrack to it,
reach
take
into
back
the
what
past
was ours.
To shape your future.
I mean,
it's a saying in Ghana.
Like, you know, like we also have a little agency that we run, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Immigrants.
Yeah, we try to help you talent, you know.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, yeah.
Talent, you know,
so if you could cancel your contract with Carl.
Cut the plug out.
You know what I mean?
Real quick.
Is he on any royalties?
That's about to expire. Don't worry. I got you.
Wait, hold up. We've got too many. I think Greg says we've got too many people in the studio. Carl, do you want to just step up?
Make a deal right now.
No, but I mean, it's actually amazing. I love
it's
the
crazy.
Thought behind it, you know what I mean?
You
and
know what,
and being able to reach out
song?
To...
Sakoli.
Oh, yeah.
The Sakoli feature.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I do things like that. You know, I hit up people like Sakoli.
Should we call him now? Like,
yeah,
I don't have my phone, but yeah, we'll call
Sakoli.
Yeah,
just make it happen.
Yeah, just do things.
You know, I can actually see myself in the video already.
You are in the video. You are in the video. And then Burundian girls around. I got you. I got you. I got you.
Oh, that. Hey, when you saw
over there.
Yeah, you got
that. We're going.
About this group and this combination of individuals. If I was at home and I watched these guys in the video, I would never know they're African.
Yeah, word. Yeah. And the raps, too.
I was like, nah, man. We get that a lot.
There is that typical, okay, I mean, there is that typical South African sound that's kind of there right now, especially amongst rappers, where you can
kind of pick it up.
And I think KO is the one who messed up.
When KO dropped
Karakara, he just kind of moved. Everyone just kind of like, okay, let's get into that kind of vibe of rapping. Yeah. The same way Wizkid and Davido did it in the East, in the West. Everybody's going, but Davido switched it up with If and Them. He's like, okay, let me kind of step away from the typical.
Honest, it's like in the West, it's the new wave, you know?
Yeah.
It's the new wave. They call it the new wave now. Where you got people like Chris Beats who are in production and stuff like that. Like Chris Beats is number one right now. He changed an entire sound and made it his own. And all the hits come from him.
Wow.
You can't actually get another hit if you go anywhere else. Then you got cats like Celeb Bobo and those type of people. They're all part of the new wave. But this wave
is a newer wave. Yeah, this is kind of.
I'm already seeing this 2025 money. This is like.
Yeah, Doc, this is the kind of. I was going to say, this is the type of music that goes on tour in Germany.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Y'all go to those festivals and stuff. I mean, we go to those festivals and stuff. Because I can make that happen, you know? Yeah. I can make that happen. Good and tuck.
Let's go.
That's the UN money.
That's it. So, you know, and I was talking, I was on Capital KFM.
Yeah.
The other morning, a little interview, and I was like, you know what, there needs to be the suits behind the music. And as artists, you're probably, I'm not dissing it, but you're kind of thinking short term. I want to be on Trace, I want to be on MTV. You're not taking the bigger picture into perspective. Like, the UN put so much money into music, like Goodwill Ambassadors, like the SYP Project, Save Young People Project, which we're actually working on right now. And there's so many artists who are being sponsored, and this is the sound that they're looking for.
Yeah.
A sound where you can play in Morocco, shout out to Morocco, and people dance to it, play it in Kenya, play it anywhere in the world, and there's that fusion of music. And people want, like, listen, like...
This is refreshing.
Karakara cannot perform in the Czech Republic. You know what I mean?
Like, people in the Czech Republic, like, black person. I'll have to stop you there.
Okay.
I noticed there's a point when Karakara was at its peak in terms of it being a single. I was in touch with them, with Tabiso and them, like they were handling the bookings and stuff, and like he kept on telling me about the huge interest that they had in Europe. They did about 4 countries in Europe, and that's because that type of community obviously accepts a new sound.
Yeah.
If it's good enough, but, then it's dope.
Okay, I'm not too sure about Karakara. I mean, I'm not well versed on, especially the South African music. But what I do know is that we have, it's like when a Zimbabwean goes on tour in the States.
Yeah.
He's not going on tour in the States.
To the Americans.
Yeah, he's going to all the Zimbabweans.
Exactly.
So he might have gone, Karakara might have gone on tour in Europe, but then the crowd was African.
Yeah. Africans everywhere, man.
But then I'm saying, like, you guys, this song could literally be played at Coachella.
Exactly, because of the dance element.
You know what I would say with Karakara?
No, Glastonbury.
With Karakara, it wasn't that situation, because the places where they were talking about, they knows Africans. South Africans are not that adventurous, bro.
Yeah.
You're not going to be ending up somewhere in Lithuania like, hey.
Little what?
No, it's better I just go Cape Town. It's better. But now, but like, that's what I'm saying. This sound, I totally agree with you. Like, I would never go to Pretoria and chill in the studio and expect
this.
Now, that's why that dude over there is sitting right there.
The plug.
So when's this video being shot? Really.
As a matter of fact, actually, once, like, as he's saying that about the studio.
Yeah.
Now, where we were recording, there's a couple of guys that obviously know me and X personally. Actually, they know all of us personally.
Yeah.
And they walk in there, they see us. So, you know, you see a guy on the couch, you just got in the studio, so he's about to do his thing. And then we're sitting there, and we're like, okay, cool, play it back. And then they play it back.
Yeah.
And the guy look at us like,
What are you guys on?
X, that's you? No, Bush, that's you? Like,
But it's crazy because, do you know what? I've rarely come across a combination of formula like this that has failed in Africa. Kamula were trash.
Yeah.
That was the first thing that everybody's, what is this?
This.
I was like, guys, you cannot see. Can you not see the money here? You can't see it. Boom. A year later. Crazy.
You know Momba? Mokomba?
Mokomba, no.
There, this group in Zim that has like a that African kind of sound. These dudes been touring Canada, the States, like they're everywhere. Like they haven't been home in the past 8 months.
Can you imagine?
This is that music.
And you can imagine at home, they're not even celebrating like that.
Yeah.
But now this is exactly what this group can do. Because this fusion it's all Eastern, it's all Western.
I swear to God, we haven't had this kind of music on the show ever.
This is why I'm like,
and we have some dope new artists. Yeah. I mean, G-Plat, shout out to G-Plat. He spit balls for days. But this is very different.
It's very, very different.
And I hadn't heard it on a proper system. It's like, yo, wait, this is
the definition of no borders. So shout out to y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
This is the definition of no borders. And this is what we do, y'all. Yeah. Only one show you can get this kind of
you
shit
can
on.
Try.
No borders. Hey, Jack, it's not your time yet. You come on at 2 p.m., dog. You need to show. It's our show.
Your thing's another thing completely, man. It's all this madness going on up in here.
So what's the strategy like? Okay, so are we going to get a video to this single? Is this the single off of Sankofa? Like, what should we expect in the next couple of months?
Like, next couple of days more. Like,
you can definitely expect
a
video.
A video, yeah, definitely. Okay.
You should do that tomorrow.
You got the plug on me. Let's make it.
We got the closet. Take care of our outfits.
You know.
What do we need? Yeah.
Okay, so
video video's coming up soon. Yes.
Okay, timeline. So shoot a video, get that plugged, and then the album. What's going on? Just give us like a proper breakdown.
Yeah, basically, right now we're just trying to focus on the single.
Okay.
Shoot the single. Yep. Start promoting the single.
Yep.
Do some shows. Yep. You know. And while all of that's happening, we're packaging the album and getting ready for release. No dates yet.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, very soon though. Very soon. We're trying to shoot like next week type of thing.
Yeah. No pressure, guys. No pressure. Yeah. I know when you ask artists, so what are you going to do with the album, man?
But don't say no pressure. There is pressure. Gotta get it done.
Like, hey, man. Like, hey, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys are ready, we're gonna rock.
Yeah.
I think pressure's more on their side. Yeah, you know, so we did our part. We're done now. We're done.
The album's done.
So now they understand the no pressure.
Yeah.
I wasn't talking to you.
Yo, but another thing is, one artist who I really love in South Africa is Sijava.
Yes.
Like, he's got that dude has got an amazing sound.
And
he brought his own sound.
Beard and all that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And his 1970 suit, you know, looking like Sanford and Son. for real though, that's what I think of when I see Sijava. I think Sanford and Son. But you know, the way Ambitious pushes Sijava is wrong.
Oh, the way they push Sanford and Son.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they push him like MT, like, you know, Sijava's there in a track suit. I'm like, yo, what about? No, we want to see you in that suit. and live bands, like, this sound, you guys don't even need to be performing it like crazy. Y'all need to be doing corporate events, you know what I mean? With a live band and
jazz fest type of vibe.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, do like stuff with Salif Keita and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Bro, that'll be good.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I can see you guys with a live band.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then you just pretend to have like a little African instrument. That's not really doing anything.
Yeah, busy with some. Just smack the guitar.
Yeah,
smack the guitar.
Dance as well.
Oh, and y'all dance too?
They dance.
Like a little performance we do on stage.
I try to keep up.
I wouldn't say I'm a dancer.
Oh, he's like, I wouldn't say I'm a dancer.
He's too G for it.
Okay, y'all boogie.
He's a dancer. We
entertain.
There we go.
Give you a full show, you know?
Come on, Carl. Like, represent them correctly. This guy's a G, man. Can't be a G. Stuff like,
street cred is gone.
Yeah. No.
Street cred is gone.
But you know, one thing I gotta say.
Street cred is gone.
Come on.
Street cred.
But you know, one thing that really upsets me in regards to a lot of the artists that we bring onto the show, whoever we interview, and we're always like, yo, if ever there's something going on and you need our assistance, come back, holler at us. You know what I mean? Like, no one actually does. I think they probably think we're playing or we're not serious about it. But
we go holler, man.
You don't say you need help.
You
don't
need your help. I'm going to
holler
at you. I need those features.
I gave my email address out on Capital KFM. I'm like, yo, if you're in Zim and you know you want to drop a new track, you want to, you know, an interview via Skype or phone, whatever, holler at me. Here's my email address.
Nada.
Dololo.
Are they sleeping?
I'm like, they sleeping. And every
we woke. Don't worry.
Every other country's taking advantage of it. You know what I mean? My email, like, we're booked for the next 2 months, like, in terms of the shows. You know what I mean? Like, and like, okay, y'all sleeping, it's all good. But like, if ever there's actually something that you guys need, like, you want to drop a single, like, and we like to premiere things, you know? So if you play it on 5FM Fest, chances of coming here to ask.
I will start here. I will not care.
Asking that the entire direction from a management's perspective, please can we push it out there?
Yeah.
Leave these ones alone. They'll catch up later. Yeah, please.
That's
man.
True.
And we got something going down on the 19th.
Yeah.
I'd love to have a live performance from you.
Yes.
Thank you.
We'll come. We'll come.
We'd love a young, you know, like a mumbo.
We'll speak. Some buttering, maybe.
We'll hit the bottom.
I'll be there.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
We'll come through.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's the going back to the whole gatekeeper situation, there is a lack of, you know, promotion of upcoming artists.
But you know why? Because people are so used to being gatekeepers, they've forgotten that the real money actually comes from the promotion of the talent that's unearthed.
If
you look at the States right now, 95% of the suits that make money in the music game are not looking to try and manage a Rihanna.
Nah.
They're trying to find a new
Rihanna.
They're
trying
to find a new Chris Brown. They're trying to find a new Tiger or whatever the case may be. The game doesn't exist with the people already on.
Yeah.
Because the bigger they become, the harder it is to get a check out.
There you go.
Because Rihanna will be like, yo, man, what are you going to do for me?
I already got that. Like, what do you, what?
If I post my song, what
have you done for me lately?
On my Instagram,
exactly.
2 million people are going to download it.
What are you going to do?
Get me a show? Okay. There's like 10 companies that do that for me already. So what can you
do? What can you do? Yeah.
These are the people that you need to be after. These are the type of people that you need to target and try and put them in places, you know? Because once the game gets bigger, then you get a bigger cake, they get a piece of the cake, everyone's good.
Africa
just doesn't think on the right level.
I don't get it. I mean, I seriously don't get it. The formula is very simple. You know what I mean? Like, you know, work with upcoming artists. And then it's also the corporates who are messing things up, because there's no sponsorship of up-and-coming artists.
Yeah, because the corporates...
It's not easy to do. Yeah, it's not easy to do a music video.
But can I ask you something? A person of your capability, my capability, a person like Carl's capability, if we sat in the boardroom and spoke to corporates, it's the wrong people speaking to corporates.
Yeah.
The people speaking to corporates are already coming there with a capital invest in them.
Yeah.
Like, well,
exactly. Anyway, it's the management team.
We don't want, we can go anywhere. They'll give us money.
Yeah.
Corporates are like, oh, no, that's pretty true anyway.
So,
but now, if different dudes start coming out of the game, who come with the suits, same style, like, look, this is where the money is, and put an actual, like, you know, a projection sheet of what's going to happen, you see the corporates are going to change their minds.
So it's the suits are not doing their job right.
Wrong,
you know,
suits,
I mean,
in the business.
Yeah, like a lot of these guys, like these manager guys and PR guys, they wait for you to blow up, do all the hard work before
they
take you
pick
on.
You
understand?
Up
they don't want to take. They don't want to take an artist that's coming up. It's like they're the stars now.
And I don't get that. Like, let's grow together. Let's become a brand together. Because I'm like, okay, I already have 5 million Twitter followers, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and why are you asking me how many Twitter followers I've got? How should that matter? Let's grow together. Yes, like, let's
that's
grow
the
brand right
point.
From the bottom. You know what I mean?
You mentioned one big word that Africa always slaps around. Brand.
Yeah.
After brand and branding.
Yeah.
See, that is a big mistake that we have in Africa. You see, anything that comes to you, you obviously look at it and say, I want to make money right now.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't understand is that you could be sending your kids to Harvard in 5 years if you make the right move for what you have right now.
Yeah.
So Africa doesn't think like that. Africa's like, but my kids need to go to Harvard now.
Now. I want the G-Wagon today.
You're like, okay, but that's fine. There's still going to be other G-Wagons by the time we get that money.
Exactly.
But now, like I'm saying, if there's a collective or if there's a group of individuals who are ready to commit their time, their effort, their resources to genuinely good upcoming talent. And I'm sorry, it's not for everybody. We can't be working hard for people who are not talented enough to actually make the money.
Yeah.
And if you're not talented, sorry, then you're gonna work on your talent.
True.
Yeah. But if you are talented, like in this case, this is a life, this is what they call it.
Yeah. Because some things I just don't get. I'm like, yo, who are these marketing managers? Who are these marketing directors? Casper on KFC did not change my view of KFC at all.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, Coolie Challenge.
Seriously. I think Coolie Challenge Absolute, that made some type of sense. And the album was pretty dope. I mean, it crossed over. Like, he was at Cannes.
But the problem is that, you see, when moves like that are made, I'm not saying Coolie was the wrong individual.
Mm-hmm.
Coolie was a great choice, you know? Shout out to Coolie
for
getting a check. But at the end of the day, all these moves, I don't see the impact that they have on the game.
Yeah.
That's my only issue. I can't worry about other stuff. Like, you know, when it's music.
MTN, KFC. Like, do you think I'm going to buy an MT line just because I saw Casper on an ad?
Yes.
Like, I'm not.
The funny part is that there's a market that they have researched very well.
And you think they actually do that?
They do. They actually do. The numbers make sense because, like, they always pull out the numbers.
Yeah, they work with the numbers.
Makes sense. But now, what you need to do when you're working with upcoming artists is that you can't look at the numbers because you don't have the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But you got this. got the gift of the gab. So you gotta have the gift of the gab, and you just gotta have the look. It's like how you dress the artist and put them together like this. Mm. This blew us away because everything is intertwined and it's making sense, right? Mm. That's the same way the suit's gotta be.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta walk in there and be like, yo, if you miss this boat.
I'm sorry, you know what? Like, I've been listening to the music. Look, man, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Jack.
This conversation is really interesting. Man. This, but I personally feel like, in the age that we live in, like, we shouldn't be knocking on suit stalls.
They should be coming to us.
No, not even that, man. Yeah. Like, let's forget the old establishment. Like, screw them.
Because we can market ourselves anyways.
They don't want to do it with us.
Yeah.
Let's not do it with them. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, I don't see a real reason why Ricky Rick should be flossing about wearing Gucci. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, I've got tons of fantastic fashion designers in Pretoria that can jump on. You get what I mean? Mm. Yeah. What? Like, forget that. Forget TV, forget radio, forget all of those things. Yeah. You've got the internet. All you need to do is push your shit on the internet, get the word out there, and you'll get to where you need to be. Forget the old establishment, right?
Yeah.
Disruption. they call it disruption.
It's not going to stop me from getting empty and checked.
But you know, another issue I brought, Kamu, like, for example, okay, when you do get the endorsement, and then it didn't make sense to me with Kuli China and Absolute, the One Source album. That, okay, fine, you're trying to say, yo, you've been given that opportunity to go around Africa and bring artists together on one album. Mm. Then you go and you get Sakodi.
I'm not going to stop you. I want to ask one question to endorse what you just said. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask anyone who can ask this question.
Okay.
Give me two songs off the One Source album.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, snap. I know the one with Sakodi, but I don't know the name.
I only know the Absolute one, the one with the video. And Sakodi is just on ad-libs, isn't he? It's not even really on the song.
Okay,
so we don't know.
You see, I rest my case.
Please, I don't know.
All these things.
Yeah. No, I don't know any of this.
If they don't affect the people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if I'm an artist, I'm obviously watching the industry as a whole.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So if Kuli China gets a deal with Absolute, you're thinking, okay, why can't I get a deal with Absolute? How do I get a deal? Okay, what's he doing with Absolute? He drops an album, One Source. We got TV adverts.
I won't lie, I didn't even know it was an album. I thought it was just one song.
I thought it was just until y'all,
So shout out to Absolute and Kuli for doing Absolute.
Now Kuli, hey, shout out, you made your money though. But I would have expected Kuli to pick up like random artists we've never heard of around Africa.
Yeah.
Because Sarkodie, we know Sarkodie.
Yeah.
So why are you going around Africa to bring people in our faces who we've been seeing in our faces?
You, that's why I was you know what I mean? The conversation like that because I knew you
were saying. I'm like, yo,
this is the point.
What is it doing?
You have these guys. You have these guys.
Yeah.
This joint deserve to be on that album.
You heard that, Kuli? You could have had us.
Mm-hmm.
This song does deserve it.
And you could have added Sakodi on top of the joint.
There you go, right?
And then they could have shot the video with the Absolute money. Mm. And what was going to happen to these guys? They were going to jump on the wave and grow.
Yeah.
But no, everybody takes their two rands and go to the airport, boom, I'm going to go see Sakodi. What drums is Sakodi for? You want to see you? Like, he's doing his own thing. He's already paid.
Yeah.
What is he doing for people in Ghana? I'm not seeing him.
And I don't know how we don't see it. It's all over MTV. It's all over the States, all over the internet. Everybody's looking for a new artist. Mm. DJ Khaled out there. Every DJ Khaled album does have established artists.
Yeah.
But then he brings on like a new artist.
Yeah,
you know,
like, one or two.
You know, he plugs them in. Like, that's where the real money is at. And not just the real money, the longevity of the industry. Yeah, like,
that's how I fight Africa all the time when it comes to the music industry. We're supposed to have a no borders policy when it comes to music. Mm. That's the one thing.
Yeah, because arts councils, like, for you to even travel to another country, you need a work permit. I'm like, wait, what?
Why?
I want to come do a show, to publicize my music, to work with other artists, and you want me to get a work? You know how long it takes to get a work permit? That's if you get it.
If it's Jamaican artists, if it's American artists, if it's people who are not on the continent,
it's okay.
I cannot be going from SA to Nigeria or even to Ethiopia, and I get there and they're like, "How's your permit?" I'm like, "Dog,
come on, dog,
get out of here." I got like $400,000 up in here. Come on, let me get.
And then the African Union license, like, we've created the African passport, and only Kagame has it,
dude.
I'm like, yo, wait, hold up. Kagame can already travel.
Kagame can already travel
without that passport. He can get anywhere. Like,
man,
it's crazy.
This, I think that's why we even have a problem with women generally. Man, we can't even manage to fish the whole of us. We're not even getting a chance.
You know what I mean?
Maybe the true love of our lives, man.
It's not there.
I know mine is in Burundi, though.
I know
Probably can't even speak no English. At the first time we meet, it's sign language.
You
like
cool
me.
With French, you cool with French.
Speak some French. Alliance Francais, learning French, you know what I mean?
I mess with them Lingala honeys.
Hey, you know what I mean? Throw out some Lingala in DRC.
But if I try to holler, they're like,
for what? Golly, man. And you know, we're always tripping. I'm actually against everyone's tripping like, yo, Africa's not a country. Africa's not a country. Don't say I went to Africa. I think we should be saying I went to Africa. Africa should be a country, you know what I mean? Of course, you know, we have our different nations. But then, yo,
yeah,
Africa should just be one. And unfortunately, we're not. Right now, even though we are assuming that there have been a lot of collaborations, they haven't.
Yeah.
It's South Africa and Nigeria, to be very honest.
All the time, yeah.
And then they go to the US.
Then there's that one
in.
Sakodi who might come, and then one Salty Soul. But that's it, bro. Like, it's
no, they only collaborate with you when you are on the same bracket.
Exactly.
They call your management, they're like, how much is this guy booking? Like 45K. No, we want him. He needs to be off.
You know, I also think there's another major problem. Yeah. Instead of looking at each other as brothers, before you are African brother, you are Zimbabwe. Angolan. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Why can't I just be Jack?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my brother. Like, I see you, you see me.
Yeah.
Because probably if we were to start trading stories about our childhoods, we'd say the exact same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get what I mean? So we need to start with seeing each other as brothers first. Yeah. And then the music will just fall into place.
That's it. Yo, we're about to wrap it up, so let's get your Twitter handles, your Facebook, everything. How do we get in touch? How do people get the music?
Yeah.
How do people holler at you on social media? Yada, yada. What streets can people bump into you, man?
Oh, man.
and what products? What products you got?
Yeah.
Pushing Prada. Yeah, pushing some heavy Prada.
Yeah, what product? It's a Friday.
It's a Oost Hazen and Kwame Nkrumah. Oh, man.
Alright,
so who's going first?
Keyword.
Alright,
Alright, cool. You can follow Echo Us at Echo Us K. That's EKOWASK. Instagram handles Echo Us underscore connection.
Yeah.
And mind you, it's connection with KONNEXION.
Okay, cool.
Because we extra like that.
Yeah, connection with swag.
Yeah,
and then individual, like
individually, me myself, you can follow me at Pusha Beats.
Okay.
Yeah. Look out for that Pusha Beats. PUSHERBEATS.
Yeah.
And I always say, don't forget the .com.
You produce as well?
Yeah, I produce. Nice. Actually,
who produced the Mumbo Jumbo Jumbo?
Dude from Zambia, right?
You need to keep that guy on the payroll.
I actually did a few of the songs on the album myself. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, about I think three or four of the joints that are on the album I produced.
Okay, we're getting some braggadociousness. Alright, and then the rest.
I ain't on no Instagram. Don't find me there. I got my personal stuff there. Don't find me there yet.
Okay.
Alright, you can find me at
we'll write you on the site, give us your address. Yeah. Your physical address.
Gotta post this thing.
Yeah.
Old school. Right, you can find me at EXEOfficial1 Twitter, EXEOfficial1 Instagram, it's all the same. Facebook, EXE, that's what it is.
You already know, MTV Sugar Down South, episode 6 of the radio drama series. Shout out to MTV Down South.
Yeah, happy birthday to me.
Oh, happy birthday to come. Yeah, tomorrow.
Cocoon.
Oh, yeah,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Love.
Are we invited?
Yeah, you do.
I'm invited.
Tomorrow and on Sunday, I'm in the strip club.
Nice.
Hydro, you know what time it is.
Yeah, I'm invited there too.
I'm invited there. I'll see you there.
I think I'll come there.
It's Cocoon Lounge tomorrow, Santin. Yeah. That's Saturday. Then on Sunday, it's Hydro, Rivonia Boulevard.
Let's do it.
Kamu's birthday. No borders, cliffcentral.com.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much.
Episode 6. Thank you to. The connection, I think we're done.
It was.
The connection. That's how we do it on South.
That's what they call it down south. Welcome to MTV Sugar Down South. This is Zamo's story.
Don't get it twisted. I may be the girl who got pregnant in high school, meh? But don't for a minute think that you have me figured out. I'm the girl every guy wants and every girl wishes she could be.
Sala! Do you see Zamo's always on fleek and surrounded by nice things?
To top it off, I am super hot. My dance moves are a killer and I have absolutely no trouble speaking my mind.
Manzo!
Hello!
Kanjani!
Hello, Kanjani babes!
Nya, please.
You know,
If you can come and work for me, we can make lots and lots of money. But if it's
me, work here. Yeah. I won't have time to have fun.
Fun? You can have fun here. Look. This man look at you like you miss South Africa.
Angin and Abama.
But having a kid is hard. Yeah, Spunky's dad contributes financially, but we haven't seen him since Spunky was born. I'm doing the best I can, but my mother thinks it's not enough.
I need you to be with Spunky this weekend.
Huh? Ma, it's the freshest turn up.
I'm going to a funeral.
Hamba naye ke, ma.
Hayibo. Children mustn't know death,
Zamo. Okay, so ma, what am I supposed to do?
Ingane yakho le ngithi. So you must look after him. Kanti wena umthetho ukucabanga. What do you think life is?
She was a teenage mother too, and trust me, she wasn't perfect either. You'd think she'd be more understanding. No man is going to decide my fate ever again. I'm a condom, I'm my best friend, and I treat men like the toys they are. But Leo, Leo was a breath of fresh air. Yeah, I wanted to jump his bones at first, but he soon put me in my place. Kenya, you're late.
I've been struggling to find my way around this place.
You'll learn, or I could show you around if you're nice to me.
Zamo, you're a high school kid. Whatever you're thinking, it's not gonna work.
Whatever.
There's no fish in the sea.
I think that it's cool that you are who you wanna be.
We became really good friends, and he was amazing with Spunky. Kind of like a dad, right? Meanwhile, I carried on as usual, having fun and leaving my responsibilities to everyone else. One day, Leo lost it with me.
Spunky's not our responsibility, he's yours.
It's not like there's anything special you're doing.
Oh, so neglecting your child is doing something special.
Look, this kid needs a parent, and since his dad's not around, you're not doing a good job.
Okay, we have figured 2 minutes, just 2 minutes, and you're already telling me what my son needs and doesn't need.
Because I spend more time with him than you.
Yazin, I don't need you, ne?
I thought I knew better. I could look after Spunky and keep up with my social life. Then the unthinkable happened. I only left him alone for a minute, two at most. Leo. Leo, I'm scared. I need your help.
Samo, we have to believe that we're going to find him.
This is my fault, Leo.
Samo, it's not your fault.
You know, I could do better at school. Is that I just decided not to apply myself. I could help my mom around the house. Instead of bitching all the time. I just want my baby home. Yeah, I just want my child to come back.
Please, you're scaring me. Can you please calm down?
Leo and I searched all night, and I must have prayed to God 1,000 times to please bring back my baby. I would do anything. I went to the taxi rank to meet my mother and tell her the terrible news. And then... my mother. And Spunky.
Why were you not with him? Why were you not with Spunky? Where were you?
I turned my back for 1 minute, ma, and he was gone.
You know that Sis Togo's the one who brought him to me. She's the one found him wandering around outside the chillers.
I'm sorry, ma, I'm sorry.
He's a baby.
I'm sorry. Boy, did I learn my lesson after that. But my mom reminded me that I could still be me too.
Hey, no turn up tonight.
Nah, ma. It's just one party, you know. Let me give them some time to listen.
Good luck. I'm going to tell you, Spunky.
No, ma. Like, really, it's cool. And besides, me and Spunky are having a great time. I need you, my baby.
I want you to go. I know the pins down is a big one.
Mama, I thought you wanted me to spend time with my son.
Uzokwenza lokho nomzamo. Kodwa manje nganyami, I want you to go out with your friends and have fun. Coco's got this.
What?
Coco's got this.
Hey, Coco, can you flame?
Yes,
she's not so bad after all. I get it now.
I am a mother, and Spunky will always be my top priority from now on. But I am the queen of Zenzele dance floor, and queen, I will stay. Igama lami uZamo, and I am here to slay.
If you're a teenage mum, should you expect to behave like other teenagers your age? Hit us up via USSD by texting *134*, 7714# hash with your answer. A. Yes, you have a right to a life outside of your kid. B. The child should always be prioritized, but once in a while, go out and have some fun. C. No, you got pregnant, you live with the consequences of needing to grow up fast. Or D, you should never have underage sex and risk getting pregnant in the first place. Terms and conditions apply. MTV Sugar Down South was proudly brought to you by MTV Stayin' Alive Foundation, Positive Action, Children's Investment Fund Foundation, Mari Stopes International, Department of Basic Education South Africa, PEPFAR, USAID, and MTV Base. That's how we do it on South,
boy. This is CliffCentral.com.